USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden has pledged American support to the Middle East region on Saturday before he began his return to Washington, putting a cap on a four-day trip to Saudi Arabia. The president met individually with the leaders of Iraq, Egypt, and the United Arab Emirates, as well as Jordan. His meeting with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman on Friday is still being talked about.
I raised it at the top of the meeting, making it clear what I thought of it at the time and what I think of it now. And it was exactly, I was straightforward and direct in discussing it. I made my view crystal clear.
The president said he made it clear he thought the prince was responsible for the murder of Washington Post writer Jamal Khashoggi. The prince denies any role in the killing. The president also talked with the Middle East leaders about drilling for more oil to lower gas prices. He's hopeful on that front. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The war in Ukraine lingered in the background as leaders of the G20 met for a summit in Bali this week, tackling global issues like inflation and food crises. They could not bridge differences over the war of Ukraine. Despite the disagreement, members did agree on a range of issues, including the need to improve food security and create a way to pay for pandemic preparedness, just to name a couple of issues. 6 people are dead after a dust storm caused a vehicle pileup on I-90 near Hardin, Montana on Friday. Cheyenne Sheeler described what she saw to MTN News.
We didn't know what was coming up. We had expected maybe like a semi had tipped over from the wind or something like that. And the first thing that we saw was a pickup that had been pulling a camper, and the camper looked like it had been ripped open like a can.
Storms popped up in the central southern part of the state earlier in the day and began to move slowly east. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One major political party is closer to knowing where they will spend part of 2024.
It appears the 2024 Republican National Convention is heading to Wisconsin. A GOP site selection panel chose Milwaukee as a host city for the convention on Friday. The full Republican National Committee meets next month and must approve the choice. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The number to dial is 988. That is if you or someone you know is suffering from a mental health crisis. That hotline went live on Saturday with more than $280 million going to help states create systems that will do more than connect callers with trained mental health counselors. Some states already have comprehensive mental health crisis systems. Others have a long way to go. A federal judge in Tennessee has temporarily barred federal agencies from enforcing directives from the Biden administration that extended protections for members of the LGBTQ community in schools and workplaces. 20 state attorneys general sued last year, claiming the Biden administration directives infringe on states' rights to enact laws that prevent students from participating in sports based on their gender identity, for example. U.S. District Judge Charles Actley, a Trump appointee, agreed with their argument and issued a temporary injunction until the matter can be resolved by courts. Listen to us anytime, anywhere at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.